USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump says his recent legal troubles are giving him an edge in the 2024 election.
Every time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls. We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out.
Speaking at a Republican Party dinner in Alabama, for the first time since being arraigned on federal criminal charges related to the 2020 election, Trump said the tactics used against him are not fair and probably not legal, saying that the Biden administration wants to interfere with his campaign. Trump has been given until Monday by a federal judge to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's protective order request. Smith's request, filed on Friday, was triggered by Trump's statement on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." This came after Trump's indictment on four counts related to alleged election interference. Smith's filing contended that Trump's public comments could negatively impact witnesses and the justice process's fairness. Two Orlando police officers are expected to recover after they were shot during a traffic stop Friday night. Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith.
Officers were investigating a vehicle wanted for a homicide in Miami. During the stop, the suspect shot two of our officers. The suspect then carjacked another car, and a vehicle pursuit ensued.
The man then barricaded himself inside a hotel room and fired at officers again. The suspect was shot and killed. Ukrainian drones targeted a Russian tanker near Crimea in the Black Sea, as confirmed by Russian officials. Strike followed an earlier attack on a major Russian port by Ukraine on the same day. A Texas judge has ruled in favor of a group of women and their doctors who sued the state over its abortion ban. Travis County Judge Jessica Mangrum temporarily blocked Texas officials from enforcing the state's ban against women who have pregnancy complications. This is USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis labeled former President Trump's 2020 election theories as unsubstantiated. Speaking to reporters in Iowa, DeSantis said that Trump's claims of a rigged election lacked evidence. However, he did criticize how the election was conducted and alleged collusion between federal agencies and social media firms for information censorship. All you need is a few bucks and one big dream as an enormous jackpot is up for grabs.
It's great news for folks looking to get rich. Not one ticket hitting the Mega Millions Friday night, so the jackpot growing to more than $1.5 billion this Tuesday. The numbers to check for those smaller prizes, 11, 30, 45, 52, 56, and Mega Ball number 20. Tickets are $2 each. I'm Laura Winters.
The future of the Pac-12 conference is uncertain, as only four schools will remain after the 2023-24 academic year. Five more schools announced on Friday they're leaving the Pac-12. Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah are heading for the Big 12 conference, while Oregon and Washington will go to the Big 10. USC and UCLA announced last year they were joining the Big 10, and Colorado announced in July it was joining the Big 12. Former UFC fighter Nate Diaz will fight influencer-turned-boxer Jake Paul in the boxing ring. That's happening tonight in Dallas. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98 was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.